that sound from the picket lines in Chicago, where 25,000 teachers are on strike today after intensive contract negotiations between the city and the teachers' union failed over the weekend. The strike affects 350,000 students and their families, with parents scrambling to rearrange work schedules and find places to take their kids. The city has been making contingency plans, like opening 144 schools for part of the day, where students could have breakfast and lunch. But some parents this morning said they didn't feel comfortable leaving their children with people they didn't know. Both the teachers' union and the city have said they'll keep negotiating over issues including job security and teacher evaluations. Becky Vivi, an education reporter for WBEZ in Chicago, is with us. Becky, you've been out this morning at various schools. What was it like out there?
Pretty calm. Teachers outside wearing red, holding signs, cars driving by honking. You know, talking with teachers, a lot of them said, I'd rather be back in my classroom. But if this is something we need to do to get the board and the mayor to listen to us, then this is what we'll do. A few parents and children were also out, but at the time that I was out there, it was pretty early, so I think things were still getting going.
And we've actually read that there are some kids at school today, some of them just saying, I had nowhere else to go. There was even a student who told the AP that her mother made her go to school because the mother said, I can't afford to stay home with you and work from home because that would take extra electricity and run up my bill. So what happens to children who don't have other safe places to go?
There are, like you mentioned, 144 schools that the district is keeping open for a half day to provide meals to students and some engaging activities to kind of keep them off the streets. Park districts, churches, libraries are all sort of stepping up and saying, hey, you can come here if you don't have anywhere to go, if your parents have to work, you can drop your kids off here, that's fine. The CTA, the transit, is giving free rides to students today like they did on the first day of school, saying, you know, you can get where you need to go and you don't have to worry about not having the money for it. You know, I think kids are just excited that they're out of school. You know how it is when kids, they have a day off. It's like a snow day.
Now, these contract negotiations have been going on since November, I believe, and we've read that the union and the city are not very far apart on compensation. The main issue had been, I believe, that Chicago had substantially increased school hours and the union wants pay to reflect the extra work. As we understand it, the real sticking points are over health insurance. The union is worried about rising costs for members and then job security and teacher evaluations. What does each side want?
The big two, I think, are teacher evaluation and job protection. We have a very reform-minded mayor. He's been pushing for big changes with how teachers are evaluated. Our state law now requires that some of that gets tied to student growth. And, you know, the union, they have concerns about that and how that gets worked out. And I think their members certainly have concerns about tying their performance evaluations to student growth, especially for people who work in schools, low-performing and low-income schools. That's an issue, and I think they're still hashing that out. Job protection is another big thing. We have more school buildings open than we have children to fill them, and we are one of those districts that has closed schools in the past and opened new charter schools, and there's no sign that that is not going to continue. And for the union, which has seen its membership decline over those, they are looking for something that will, you know, protect some of their members if the district continues to do that.
Becky, you mentioned the city's reform-minded mayor, and that, of course, is Rahm Emanuel, the Democrat who has served in the Obama administration and now has a big role in fundraising for President Obama's reelection campaign. Is this strike a problem for Rahm Emanuel, in your sense, and maybe even for the president's relationship with unions as this important election comes up?
It's a tricky thing. I think when it comes to education, I've talked to people, university professors, who say there is a growing rift in the Democratic Party over education and what's the best way to go about improving it. And since the Democratic Party has long relied on its labor unions for getting out the vote, President Obama may find some pushback or resistance in this area, at least, you know, now. Then again, he is from Illinois, and Illinois is likely to go blue for him. But nevertheless, you know, one person I talked to said the last thing he wants is the Republicans to start talking about the fact that teachers are on strike in his hometown.
Mm. And any sense of at this point when negotiations could wrap up and the teachers might be back in the classroom?
No, but I wish I had more to report. My sense is that this morning the two sides are back at the negotiating table as teachers are out on the picket lines. We could have another late night tonight. And again, like they said last night, they are closing in. They're getting closer. Those last few sticking points, we'll see if they can come to an agreement on them.
So there could be more snow days for Chicago students in September.
Ask me that later tonight at 10 o'clock or midnight.
That's Becky Vivi. She's an education reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Becky, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.